My name is John Hooker, and the title of my piece is Starman. This piece stands approximately about my own height. It stands about 5'11", generally maybe a little bit taller than that. It's actually a mold of my own face with the details removed. So hair, wrinkles, all those details, eyebrows are removed. And that's done in cast aluminum. And then the rest of the figure is done with cloth embedded in resin. I've actually used the mold for the head on many different pieces. Often I work in other materials. Lately I've been working a lot in foam. This piece I happen to do in metal. I used a foundry that's located in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts, that was down the street from my home. I work in Massachusetts. Now I've relocated. I live in St. Louis and work in Massachusetts. But the piece, to make the structure of the form, is made in steel rod covered with chicken wire, and then over that form is a cloth that I've dipped in resin. It's a marine cloth, and then draped that cloth over the armature. So for this figure, I kind of wanted like this floating being, but it still needed to be a being. And I've done several pieces that were images of a space deity of some kind. And so this deity happens to take my own form. Some of the other pieces that I've done did not. Maybe they were somewhat more related to another religion. But for this one, I was almost inventing my own. And so this is almost like, yeah, this space deity that I use my body. And then I kind of wanted to give the sensation of it floating. Formerly, this piece was taller. It was about 4.5 feet taller. But I felt it was too imposing. It was almost like fearful. And even as it is now, it's somewhat imposing. And so I removed about 4 feet off the bottom of the piece and brought it down more to the height of a viewer. Of course, in this particular situation, it's raised up on that stone base. But if I had my druthers, that piece would probably be about the height of the viewer. I don't know that an artist has the ability to control necessarily what a viewer is going to walk away with. So I seldom start with that because I think of work like that, for me, from my point of view, as almost like marketing. And that's not necessarily what I'm interested in. I'm usually driven by something that I'm interested in, something that maybe I want to express through form. Sometimes it's better expressed through form than even an interview like this. So I think for me, what I was trying to do is try to create this figurative piece that might make someone reflect upon their own relationship, cosmic relationship maybe, to space. And I think the form actually works best at night. Like, I don't think necessarily the daytime is the best time to come see this piece. So I would invite viewers to come back and actually see the sculpture walk at night. I hesitate to use the word spirituality, but I think probably most of my work since grad school, probably about 15 years ago, was calling on people to have almost a religious experience, minus religion, minus the religions that we're familiar with. A lot of my earlier work called on myself or the viewer to experience some like radical physical challenge that would be represented through art or would be posed to the person who was looking at the art. Now I think sometimes I represent some kind of, it might create some kind of religious experience or connect to some icons that people are familiar with. But maybe then in doing that to ask, my hope is that it's calling them to maybe question that own faith, their own faith. But that's like a hope. That's not something that I necessarily expect will occur, because I know each person looking at it will take away from it what they will. This piece has shown in Worcester, Massachusetts. So it was formerly there. That was maybe 2 years ago. There was a show in Worcester, Massachusetts, and this piece was there. But that was in a different form. This form is where it's been reduced in size and then standing here in a new location, which also transforms the piece. My name is John Hooker. The name of my piece is Starman.